B. Tangaroa. My grandfather, Tord Heyerdahl, led many expeditions and scientific excavations. He became world famous for the Ra expeditions and for his theories about the giant statues on Easter Island. In 1947, he sailed the Kon-Tiki raft across the Pacific Ocean from Peru to Polynesia. People called him an adventurer, but he never did anything just for the sake of adventure. It was always to prove his theories. He thought that people who had lived in South America in ancient times could have travelled across the Pacific. Very few believed it was possible. Many thought the expedition would end in catastrophe, but it didn't. My grandfather was busy travelling all the time, but when he was at home, he was just an ordinary family man. I saw him maybe two or three times a year during the holidays. Many years later, while I was still a student, I got an email from Torgeir Higraf. My grandfather had been his childhood hero, and he had got the idea of retracing the Kon-Tiki's route. I was a bit fed up of studying, and I didn't like the idea of a 9-to-5 job very much. I thought the whole project sounded exciting, but clearly we had to think seriously about using the Heyerdahl name. I decided to discuss it with my family first. My father said I should definitely go on the expedition. I wanted to make a real contribution to the project. So it was handy that I'm a trained carpenter and a civil engineer. I'm also passionate about diving. You could say that this project was tailor-made for me. Having a Heyerdahl on board made it easier to get sponsors. The Kon-Tiki Museum gave us their backing in 2004. We had planned to leave in January 2005, but then there was the tsunami in Asia in December 2004. Some sponsors pulled out, so the expedition was postponed for a year. The raft. We built the raft ourselves. First, we studied how they had joined the logs together on the Kon-Tiki. Then we had a chat with Knut Hauglon, a member of the original crew. We also learned quite a few things from the Kon-Tiki raft itself. The greatest difference between the Kon-Tiki and the Tangaroa was the steering mechanism. The Kon-Tiki had a long steering oar at the stern, which they had real trouble with. My grandfather later discovered that prehistoric rafts had large logs going through the raft. They could raise or lower these to turn the raft. We constructed our raft in the same way, but we had almost three times as much canvas. We could also use our sail for steering. In every other way, the Tangaroa raft was built the same way as the original rafts. There are no nails or chains. There is no steel wire. There is just bamboo, balsa wood and rope, and the sail is made of cotton. At sea. We left South America on exactly the same date as my grandfather's expedition, the 28th of April. We had the Kon-Tiki logbook with us. It's full of observations about wind, weather and temperatures. So we were able to make many comparisons. The strongest wind we had was near gale force, just like on the Kon-Tiki expedition. The waves were 5 to 7 metres high. The raft was well built, however, and we were never afraid. We mostly ate fish. I think Dorado was on the menu 35 times. But there was a nice atmosphere on board. I'm a night owl, so I never made it to breakfast, but we always ate lunch and dinner together. We celebrated everything we could. My 29th birthday, Anders's birthday, the birthdays of some of the crew members' children, and Midsummer Night's Eve. Occasions like these mean a lot when you're stuck on a raft on a vast ocean. Vast changes. There were two main aims to the expedition. We wanted to honour my grandfather and compare past and present conditions. We took many water samples, which had been analysed at the universities of Bergen and Zurich. On the Kon-Tiki expedition, they saw a large number of sharks, so they built a special basket to wash in. I had been looking forward to diving among the sharks, but we only saw 4 sharks during the whole voyage. That's almost certainly a result of overfishing. The crew of the Kon-Tiki caught and ate tuna fish quite often. But we only caught 1 tuna fish during the whole voyage. These are dramatic changes over only 60 years. The time we spent crossing the Pacific Ocean made us realise what an amazing thing my grandfather and his crew had done. They had set off without even knowing if the raft could remain afloat the whole voyage. He just trusted his theories, and he was right. Olav Heyerdahl.